My name is Lun Gangte. I live in Delhi and India, and I coordinate for the Collaborative Fund for South Asia that is looking after the India, Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and I'm the founder and the current president of Delhi Network of People Living with HIV/AIDS. The first time I heard AIDS was back home in Manipur while I was using drugs and while I was a client of the Needle Exchange program. I was heavily into drug addiction, so it doesn't stunt me at all. In 1997, when I came to Delhi and go through my drug rehabilitation program, I go for HIV testing. By the time that I suspect myself that I would be HIV positive, so I go and test that, and the day I got my HIV positive status, it was very shocking. I don't know how to explain it. It was just like when we watch a TV, we just press a pulse and everything stops, stand still, like that. I was a pulse for about 2-3 days, and later on I talked to myself, and now I'm HIV positive. No matter what I cry, no matter what I do, no matter what I did, I'm going to live with this HIV for the rest of my life. But if I want to live this life a little bit longer and a little bit more quality life, there's something which I can do. Which I can do is that I can stop using drugs. So when people ask me about my HIV status, how do you feel about your status? I said, for me, HIV is saving my life, I said. Had I not knew my status then in 1997, I might still continue to use drugs and die by now. If I look back home in Manipur where I live, 95, 96, 97% of my friends are already 6 feet under. They've already expired, they've already died. After my drugging days, during my rehabilitation day, what I try to do, what I want to do in my mind is to help people who are like me, who are a crook, who are a junkie, whom people think they're useless, good for nothing. Right after 2 months of my diagnosis, I start talking, I start disclosing my status to the whole world, and everyone know I was in the print media and TV, radio, everywhere. We began to see that there are lots of NGO and CBOs and FBOs, and people are every day, we see people are talking on behalf of the people living with HIV/AIDS. But we tell to our friend, to each other, what about us? We have mouth, we have teeth, we have brain, we have tongue, we can breathe, we can eat. But why can't we talk our issue by ourselves? So we find some similarities, some commonalities among our HIV positive peers, and that's how we come to form our Delhi Network of Positive People. The main problem for India is that we have the highest number of people living with HIV/AIDS in the world, that is 5.7 million, surpassing the all-time number one, South Africa, which stands today at 5.6 million. And we have about more than 10 companies producing cheap antiretroviral drugs. So we got the cheapest drugs, the best drugs in the cheapest price. But ironically, what makes me angry and what makes me pissed off is that only 36,000 people are receiving antiretroviral treatment. We have the manufacturing company in India, we have the people, we have the medicine, but the people and the medicine are not meeting. I believe there is a lack of strong political will and political commitment. The biggest challenge is for me is to bridge this wide gap of treatment gap. I said the 36,000 people are on treatment today, and 700,000 people are in immediate need of ARV right now. So there's a huge gap. So to bridge this gap is the most challenging task. We have to mobilize, we have to sensitize, and we have to push the government. We have to fight with the multinational companies who are only looking for profit rather than saving life. And the all-time problem of India is about stigma and discrimination. We still face lots of discrimination in the healthcare setting. People are still not getting admission in the school. People are still thrown out of their job. People are denied a community service in their community or in their villages. Once it was HIV equal to death, but now today it's treatable. It's a chronic and but manageable disease, even though it's still incurable. The next 10 years, I want to see that the people who need treatment get treatment, universal access to in India. When the whole world talk about universal access, our government is still aiming just 180,000 to treat people. So that is what I want to change. This is what we want to change. We want to see that people who needs treatment get treatment. It's our fundamental rights to life.